The gospel reading today, as we hear our Lord questioning St. Peter these three occasions, "Do you love me?" And Peter acknowledging that indeed he does. And so the Lord says that he is to feed his lambs and he is to feed his sheep and so on. And we recognize, even as we hear in the first reading, that that must be the motive for the preaching of the gospel. It has to be out of love for God and love for the people, to feed the sheep, to feed the lambs, to care for them. That's not always the case. It's a whole lot easier to preach oneself. It's a whole lot easier to seek one's own glory, or as St. Paul puts it, that, as he talked about, we did not seek glory from you or from others, and he said we didn't use words of flattery. Now, as I've told you many times, when I was in the seminary, we were basically taught that to be a good priest was to be everybody's buddy. How do you get to be everybody's buddy? Words of flattery. It's easier to stand up here and tell you how wonderful you are. It'd be a whole lot easier to stand up here and say you're all going straight to heaven, because God just loves you as you are, and he doesn't care. He doesn't mind if you don't grow in holiness. He doesn't care. You can go out and sin all you want, because he loves you anyway, just the way you are. You don't need to change anything. And I'd be lying through my teeth, and I'd wind up in hell for telling you that. But much more than that, it wouldn't be loving you, and it wouldn't be loving Jesus. That's exactly the point that St. Paul made in the first reading again, that he talks about his exhortations not from error, from impure motives or guile, but approved by God and trusted with the gospel, we speak pleasing not men, but God. That's what a preacher has to be about, speaking the truth without impure motives and pleasing God rather than people. It's not always a fun thing to preach the truth. It's pretty sad when people stand up and walk out. It's a little difficult when people reject the message. It's difficult when people hate your guts. And at the same time, we have to look at Jesus. It's what they did to him. They didn't like his message. Well, it's still his message, and people still don't want it. And so that's where each one of us really needs to look at the question. Number one, do I want the truth? Because the truth can be hard. The truth can be painful. Do I really want it? Because let's admit it, it's a whole lot easier just to keep doing what I'm doing without having to make any changes. It's a whole lot easier to tell myself how wonderful I am and that I'm on my way to heaven and I don't really need to do anything different, as opposed to looking at things and saying, oh my goodness, yeah, I'm making some good progress, but I still have a long way to go, and look at all these areas that I need to work on. We don't like that too well. And so do we really want the truth? Let's put it another way. Do you really want Jesus? Jesus is the truth. And if you have Jesus, he's not going to lie to you. He's not going to stand there and tell you how wonderful you are because you're sinning. He's going to convict you of your sin. He's going to call you to conversion. He's going to ask you to change your life to conform it to him, because you're made in his image and likeness. And he wants what's best for you because he loves you. So the question ultimately we have to ask is, do I love Jesus? Now again, if we think about it in the gushy way, yeah, then we don't have to make any changes because I have these warm, fuzzy feelings about Jesus. He's not looking for warm, fuzzy feelings. He He's looking for somebody who is willing to do for him what he did for us. Am I willing to lay down my life for him? St. Paul told the people of Thessalonica that he said, we imparted not only the gospel of God to you, but also, if we could, have our very souls, because you had become so dear to us. That's what St. Paul was talking about to the people that he was preaching to. How much more, if that's the case, that he's willing to lay down his life for the people, is he willing to lay down his life for the Lord? Because he's preaching the gospel to the people because he loves them, but first and foremost because he loves the Lord. And he wants others to love the Lord and to know the truth and to be set free by the gospel. Is that what we really want? We'd all, of course, say yes. But we live in a society that's rejected the gospel. We live in a society that thinks that, well, because it's relativistic, all of us can have our own truth. And if my truth doesn't quite correspond with the truth of Jesus, I choose myself, because after all, I'm God and I can make up my own truth. No, we're to conform ourselves to the truth. The truth is a person, and the person is Jesus Christ. And you cannot love the person of Jesus, the real person of Jesus, without loving the truth, because it's one and the same. So if you want to truly love Jesus for who he is, not for the fairy tale idea, the warm, fuzzy Jesus that we make up in our brains, but for the real Jesus, then we need to know the truth, and we need to love the truth, and we need to conform ourselves then to that truth. So that again becomes the question that all of us have to really look at seriously. Do I really want it? Because we're hearing all kinds of things now that are contrary to the truth. And we've got all kinds of opinions that are out there. And we're hearing things even from some of the highest places in the church that are contradicting the teaching of the church and the teaching of Christ. But it's a whole lot easier to listen to. It's much more pleasant. So that's the question we have to look at. In a society where we just want to go along to get along, in a society where we just want to fit in a society that, yeah, picks and chooses, so if there's something that we like about Jesus, we'll take that. If there are things that we don't like about Jesus, we'll reject those because we like these other things about everyone else. And so it's just sort of a hodgepodge sort of thing. Doesn't work. Jesus said, no one comes to the Father except through me. Period. I am the way and the truth and the life, he said. Not a way and a truth and a life, the way and truth and life. There isn't any other way. So we can't be picking and choosing. We can't make up our own truth. We're made for the truth, and the truth will set us free if we will conform ourselves to the truth. And we are free only if we are set free by the Son, he told us, who is the truth. So that's what we all have to look at. Do we have so much love for Jesus that we want to be completely united with him? In order to be completely united with him, we have to be conformed to him, and he is the truth.